The conference must have been through the roof when Fergie said the old left peg was worth 10 million alone.
I think that was a bit tongue in cheek because I think he knew that Liverpool wanted me to go there, and I think he was just trying to bump the price up. But it was quite funny after the game. I seen the interview, and what he said was great. And you know, lucky enough for me, Liverpool come and paid the money they paid, and you know, the rest was history, as they say.
So was there a few teams after you, obviously, at that point?
Yeah, I had a couple of teams interested when I was at Blackpool, but I always wanted to go to Liverpool.
Why?
Because when I knew that I had the opportunity, because Kenny, obviously, one of the stories, I went to meet Kenny one night at his house, and I went with my agent Kenny Moyes, and so we've gone round to his house meeting. So obviously Kenny's massive Scotland legend, and I was quite worried
I
going to
know,
his house. So I goes in, walks into his house, and he sat watching the Masters, and sat on his couch, and he just said to me, "Do you want a cup of tea?" And I says, "That'd be nice." He says, "Well, the kitchen's over there." So I've had to go into his kitchen. I walk in, he sat in his pajamas and his slippers on. He comes in the kitchen, he makes the tea, and he throws the biscuits. He says, "Oh, my missus is on holiday for a couple of weeks. You know, I don't know what the biscuits are like, but leave it." And we actually never talked about the football. We just watched the golf for 20 minutes and then we left. And I just got out, and I sat in my agent's car, and I said, "What was that for?" He says, "I don't know." He says, it was just freakish that it happened, and it was an amazing experience. But you know, we tried to get a deal done in the January window, and you know, I tried everything that to go, and a transfer request which people wanted this weren't happy with. Which, you know, when you have an opportunity to go to Liverpool, some people got to realise that, you know, that's life changing.
Of course.
Financially, to play for a club like that as well was a massive history. But I could see the Blackpool's point of view as well, that you know, it was worth more for them to stay up. So I knuckled in. The deal never happened, and you know, I always felt that it would never happen. And come
Unless you pushed it, huh?
March or April, my agent got a call again saying from Kenny and Damien Camola saying, "Listen, we still want to do the deal." And the deal happened. It dragged it. Carol obviously dragged it out because he wanted as much money as he can. And I remember sitting in my old house, which is like four doors up, and I was saying to my wife at the time, like, "It's not going to happen because he won't want too much money." And luckily, I got a phone call off the secretary at the club, Matt Williams, and he said to me, "Listen, we've agreed a fee, and you know, you can go and get a medical." And that was in the summer, so it was great. And just walking through that door and signing that contract was amazing. And to be able to play for Liverpool, the amount of games I played was, you know, I'm one of the lucky few that managed to do it.
How was the first day at Liverpool? How was the nerves walking into that dressing room?
I was nervous. I'll go back to the story. Well, when I went to do my medical, I wasn't driving at the time. So I was here and I wasn't driving. So everybody was driving. My missus was away. I think she was on holiday or something. But one of my mates is a bricklayer. So I phones him up and I says to him, "Listen, you need to come and get me." He says, "I've only got my van." So I says, "You'll have to come and get me." So he picks me up in his work van, and he drove me to the Liverpool training ground, the academy. So I've got in the van and got into Kenny's car, and he's took me to the Melwood. And
was he in his pyjamas in there?
No, he was in a nice suit and shirt and that. But he took me to Melwood, and we got everything done. And my agent met me there, and we done the medical, and it just gone from there. And then the next day it was done, and it was amazing.
So how was the standard for Blackpool training to Liverpool training?
Oh, it was five times fold. You know, it was brilliant. Obviously, they just signed Suarez in the January window, Andy Carroll for 35 million. So they spent a bit of money, and then obviously I come in, Henderson come in, Downing come in, and they spent a few quid in the window. So it was great. And you talk about everybody else, I say about Stevie and Jamie Carragher, but you know, they're well respected in the club, and they helped me so much. Just by, you know, even just talking and making sure everything was all right, and making I was sure I was all right, and just saying, "Listen, don't worry about it. You're at a good club, and they'll look after you." And it was a great experience.
And did you feel like you could play with those players? Did you feel comfortable straight away?
I was nervous. I was in bits for a bit, and every pass I gave away, I thought. Every pass that I missed in training, I always thought, you know what, they think I'm not good enough to be here, and it was difficult. It was difficult. But when the first game comes round, I set the first goal up for Suarez, and you know, just got the ball rolling against Sunderland, and that was it. And then I enjoyed it and scored a couple of goals, and I got injured. near the end of the season, and lucky enough, won the Carling Cup in the February, and I got injured in March against QPR and missed a lot of the season, and managed to get back at the end of the season. I missed the FA Cup final through injury as well, so it was difficult, but I managed to get a couple of games at the end of the season, and listen, it was a great experience.
So you're at that level, the top players, is there still the same laugh and banter as at Blackpool?
I wouldn't say at that level. Like, we have a great dressing room at our club now, and you know, it's not the same as when I was at Liverpool, maybe because we have so many foreigners at Liverpool. It was different, but no, the lads, yeah, we'd have some nights out, team nights out, and go for dinner and that, but the usual ones would always be doing something. Pepe Reina, Suarez, Andy Carroll, you know, always up to something, and it goes on every club. But it's, you know, it was a great club and great time to be there.
At Liverpool, obviously, you spoke so highly of Kenny and how well he treated you. Disappointed when he lost his job?
Yeah, it was difficult because of, you know, obviously he's the manager that brings you in, and him and Steve Clark were great. And when he lost his job, it was difficult. And obviously then you've got a new manager to try and impress, and probably the same situation that I had when I was at Rangers, where, you know, new manager come in, probably didn't fancy me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew the writing was on the wall, like when he told me that you need to find a new club. And for me, Stoke come and got me, and, you know, I probably moved 1 year too early. I probably should have sat it out and waited.
Probably changed his mind,
yeah. But because I'm that type of person, I wanted to play and thought it was the right thing to do. But obviously it wasn't, and it wasn't to be, and we move on, and, you know, I feel as if I had a good career after that, and, you know, obviously Brendan's done a great job at Celtic, he was the one who got rid of me, and it was difficult.
Will you go back to Celtic with Brendan?
What?
Will you end up back at Celtic with Brendan?
No, I wouldn't think so. Nah.